Hi, everybody. This is Susie Orman, and soon we'll be launching my new podcast, Women in Money. Don't you miss it. On the show, besides having a lot of fun, we're going to answer financial questions from listeners, and maybe, just maybe, we'll even put you on so we can have a chat. Wouldn't you just love to talk to me? So be sure to check out Women in Money on Apple Podcasts, podcastone.com, and the new Podcast One app.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. Just got a minute to get on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. We love that.
Garagos is going to flee California, isn't he?
About you, right, Drew?
He told me he's going to flee. He's going. He's out. Well, I'm going to set up the kibbutz with me and Garagos.
Gay butts. Garagos is out. I feel like he's out of the country more than he's in the country.
Really? What's he doing?
Oh, sorry. Out of the state.
Out of the state, yeah.
More than he's in the state.
Well, yeah, but around Christmas, he told me he's had it. This is it. And he's officially – none of us have ever thought about that. We're all native Californians,
mm-hmm.
right?
He's trying to claim a Rhode Island residency this year, so he says. I don't know what the Rhode Island must be, something for taxes, I'd imagine. I think you, me, Garagos, and Cardi B are all wired the same way, which is...
It's the only thing that makes me happy right now is Cardi B.
we don't like the idea of sort of being taken advantage of.
No, it's the breakdown. If something good were happening, I would be sort of... But
that's a categorical
catastrophe everywhere I look.
Well,
and I'm getting ass raped.
Well, yes, you are, as we speak. But what I'm saying is nobody I don't look. You ready?
Yeah.
I don't mind lending my sister the down payment for her house.
Yeah.
But what I don't like is lending her the down payment for a house and not getting paid back. And then what I really don't like is being called a cheap asshole at some point down the road.
Right.
Because now I'm out the money and I didn't get anything for it and I'm being called an asshole.
Yeah.
That's sort of the definition of lose, and lose. Yeah. And what I'm saying is I don't mind paying the taxes if – we had nice roads and bridges and the traffic wasn't whatever and there wasn't a homeless population. Okay, but you don't get that. You get the taxes and the homeless and you get called a dickhead in this state.
Yes. So pay your fair share.
Right.
You're a dickhead. I'm walking around suffering humans all the time. The roads are breaking down. I can't function. And I'm getting anally entered for taxes.
Being entered. Yes.
And it's like...
Yes.
How much can you take?
Well, I don't know. We'll figure out. But I don't think that much. I think there'd be a lot of people.
You know, there's one thing I never hear about California. People go, "Oh, they love this, you know, love the weather, and they love the blah blah blah." You know what I like California? I like Californians. I like the people here. No one ever says that. And don't you? That we're a certain breed of cat. It's a good group of people.
I disagree.
No, what's happening?
I travel the country and I like everyone better.
Well, the Midwest, they're more likable, that's for sure.
Everyone's better.
They're more likable. It's different than I like that group
better. Well, I'll tell you what I like about this group.
It's Californians.
Yes.
Yeah.
It has attracted – I get to hang around with Jimmy Kimmel from – Brooklyn or from Nevada or wherever. I get to hang around with Nick Santora from Long Island. I get to hang around with Kevin Hench from Connecticut. I get to hang around with you and Mark Garagos.
Yeah.
You get to hang around with these people
I understand.
That are really interesting people to hang around with.
There are fun people here. There are interesting people here. Diverse people here.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on here.
Yeah, look, you go to Muncie, Indiana, you're not going to have Joel McHale for your neighbor. So I get it. Like, there's lots of people that are pretty darn interesting because they've come from – they're the most interesting person in their town, and they came here X amount of years ago.
Or their families did or whatever. But whatever it is some dynamism, some vibe that I enjoy, and it rarely gets attributed to Californians. We make it fun of a lot. If anything keeps me here, it's that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying – We need to take care of ourselves.
I get you.
We are absolutely not.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
Jeff, you can find the Los Angeles magazine when they ask the. Did I read that one to you? I did it on my show.
No, you didn't read it.
It was the Los Angeles magazine about 9 years ago when they're asked all the celebrities who are from here what they like most about being from here. This is 10 years ago or something. You can hear my entry. I think it'll reflect many of the thoughts you're currently having. Jeff, 55, California.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Jeff.
I'm having a celebrity boxing match. I go by Speech Impediment Man. Mm-hmm. I'm fighting High Pitch Eric. In Chicago in July, I'm 55, and I want to ask Dr. Drew if there's what I should be taking to help build my stamina and maybe build some muscle tone up.
Have you ever worked out before, Jeff? I don't know.
Yeah. I'm working out right now. Working out every day. I'm going to the boxing gym and stuff. I'm 55.
How much do you weigh?
I'm 235.
Oh, boy.
Well, wait a minute. How tall are you?
Yeah.
5'11".
Okay.
How's your build? Wait, you're fighting High Pitch Eric from Howard Stern?
Yeah, they're both from Howard Stern.
Right.
I gotcha.
Right.
And
I'm Speech Impediment Man.
Yeah. I feel like that's a slight overstatement. Like you have some speech impediment, but I don't feel like it's quite enough for you to have man at the end of Speech Impediment.
So it'd be just call him Speech?
What are you saying? I'm a boy?
No, I'm saying saying this guy's Stuttering Man, but he stutters now and again.
Your speech impediment isn't bad enough, is what he's saying.
Yeah, I'd like it to be a little more grotesque.
Excuse me, I'm not messed up enough.
What is the nature of your speech impediment? Where did that come from? Or how do we characterize it?
When I was younger, I was in a car accident and my head hit the dashboard and I had some brain injury.
Oh, hey, I just thought of something because I've seen almost every episode of Gilligan's Island. When High Pitch Eric punches you in the face, you're going to end up sounding like Tony Randall. Like you're going to go right back.
No, he'll just become High Pitch Eric and Eric will become...
No, it's a different episode. Yeah. It takes more... Gilligan would need to get hit on the head with a second coconut in order to get his memory back.
Yeah, you're right.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
More head trauma.
Yes, more head trauma restores whatever the previous head trauma is.
It's just science, Drew.
Yeah, I know.
You should know.
So Jeff,
when is the fight?
It's July 28th in Chicago.
Okay.
We're both on a podcast right now.
Ah.
And the podcast is sponsoring it.
How's Eric doing since his surgery?
Eric, he lost, I think, 88 pounds, but he's still at 300 pounds.
So he almost needs maybe a little wrestling training, no, Adam?
Mm.
Yeah, a little.
Well, we're back to the no sugar, no grains.
Yeah.
So,
no
you
sugar,
know, it's
no
all
grain,
about
Jeff.
Protein.
Protein, 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 lots of it. And Adam's a boxer, so he can tell you how to train for the box match. So
Adam, I watched your movie Hammer. I thought it very good.
Thank you. What I would do if I was talking to someone about boxing training, I would say every novice is at a great disadvantage because they cannot use their weak hand.
Oh, yeah.
And so when you see people, whether it's in the street or in the ring, and they're sort of novices, you see them like they're holding their right hand. I'm left-handed, but they're holding their backhand back as if it's like a bottle that they want to hit the other guy over the head with.
Yeah.
And their front hand is like they're holding a sea sponge, you know? And so you see them like jockeying and maneuvering and trying to like they're taking that front hand and like trying to swat it down or whatever so they can throw this thing.
Now, you always train me to turn a certain sideways a little bit, right?
Yes.
Get into your hips and get into your legs and punch. Punch with
your... Well, what I'm saying is get your front hand in order. Because the backhand, when that becomes your only weapon and it's traveling from such a great distance and it's not doing as the crow flies, it's a big looping mess, it's hard for people to – people will avoid it because it's coming from so far away and it's all they're looking at.
Yeah.
But if you can establish a jab or hook or whatever with your front hand, which can get there much quicker and can set up the backhand, well, then we're talking about a much more effective use of your hand. So what I would tell people to do is go to the gym, take that right hand, put it up by your face, take that right elbow, press it up against your rib cage, and simply work that front hand.
And inevitably, we all drop that right hand.
I say touch it.
Yeah, to your cheek.
To your cheek.
Do you, Jeff, have any other residual from your brain injury? Is there anything balance or anything else you got to work on?
Well, yeah, I have a little coordination problem, but I mean, I played college football. I mean,
wow. Good for you.
I would. Okay, in that, I mean,
Maybe we ought to have Deaf Frat Boy versus Speech Impediment Man.
Deaf Frat Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, after I take care of High Pitch Eric, I'll take Frat Boy on.
Thank you, Jeff. Look, you're right-handed, right?
Yeah, I'm right-handed. I'm working on my left as jabbing to like measure them, and then I could like come back over the top with my right hand.
I'm more worried about Eric than I am about you, number one, medically and otherwise. And I'm also worried Eric is going to sort of manipulate his way out of this somehow.
The other thing that works very nicely is you throw a jab down to the stomach and then the cross up top.
Jab to the stomach.
Jab to the stomach, right cross to the head.
How do you do the reason I said it like that is how do you jab to the stomach without exposing yourself? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You sort of step forward a little. You sort of squat a little by kind of lowering yourself a little, by bending at your knees a little, and then you throw your cross to the head.
Oh, I get once you land the abdomen why that would work, but getting it safely done scares me a little bit.
You're not there to really land the abdomen shot. You're there to pull the person's hands down. Because amateurs or people that are not very experienced will chase after wherever the punch is.
Weird.
Not weird. That's very human nature.
No, but I mean it seems like a weird move for humans to do. I understand that it's common, but it seems sort of counter.
I don't know. It's like saying, It's like saying, oh, closing your eyes when you sneeze is weird. It's like, it's just reflex. It's kind of what you do. If you wanted to keep your eyes open when you sneezed, you'd have to work a lot of reps. No, people, I shall demonstrate for you, Drew.
Don't hit me.
I won't, but I'll do it on this curtain thing here.
Okay.
You get in with someone, I do it with my son all the time.
Okay.
And drives Olga nuts because I throw vicious punches at his head. And she goes, no, you're going to hurt him. You know, if you're sitting here and you do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoever you're punching does this.
Yeah.
Hands come down and then they back. Yeah. So then you go like this. And you go. And you just hit him in the face because their hands, they can't help it.
Yeah.
Where would you do anything else with your hands? Their hands chase.
Interesting.
Whatever comes at them, your hands will chase that punch, and then you get hit in the face.
Well, I always thought the experience feels like you're chasing to protect against. Not
you are. You're chasing to protect your abdomen.
Yeah, yeah.
What you don't know is that you're about to be hit in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
And those kinds of things on amateur fighters are very effective because you can't coach that out of someone in 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. Their hands will fly down like a kid.
Yeah.
I do it with my son in the kitchen all the time. I throw a jab to his stomach. His hands go right down. Yeah. Everyone's hands go down.
Interesting.
Yeah. They don't know there's another punch.
Maybe I will stay in California.
Stay in California. Better. Feeling better. I'll find Gary. Gary will read you that. What year was Los Angeles Magazine?
2010. Right at the end of the year, December 2010.
So almost 8 years ago. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. Tax season. Identity thieves. They're at it again. They're filing fake tax returns with stolen information. Everyone's vulnerable, but the Southwest is particularly bad. Nevada's the worst. In today's connected world, it just takes 1 week link for criminals to get in. Once they screw up that identity, man, you can't unring that bell. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds Norton Security to help protect against threats to your identity and your devices. Some things you can't see or fix on your own. You got to get the best. You're online all day, every day. Your information's out there. You're buying. You're making purchases online. You go with LifeLock. If you have a problem, their agents will work to fix it, but you won't because you got the best. You got LifeLock, right, Drew?
No one can stop every cyber theft, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions on all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security is able to uncover threats you might otherwise miss. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use the promo code ADAM for an additional 10% off your first year. That is promo code ADAM for an additional 10% off.
All right, Gary, would you like to read what? So Los Angeles Magazine went to Steve Martin, and I guess anyone who was around here, been around here for more than 30 years or grew up here or something, and ask them what they like best about California or Los Angeles, I think it was. And Gary will read my response, not overly fast. Thank you.
Everyone does this thing where they go, you can get to the ocean in 25 minutes. You can get to the mountains in an hour. Isn't that wonderful? I guess the answer is yes, but the school system is unusable. The traffic is horrible. Businesses are fleeing. I don't give credit to Villaraigosa or the city council for the mountains or the ocean. That has to do with plate tectonics. I give them credit for a graffiti problem that's so bad, the street signs have to be covered with barbed wire. I give credit to God for doing a fair to middling job creating the place and to Villaraigosa and the city council for fucking it up. Potholes and a-holes. That's Los Angeles.
Oh, what's worse?
It's way ahead of you.
Now we're at razor wire. We've gone past the barbed wire to razor wire.
Now it was always razor wire. Or concertine wire? Concertina is the thing and the thing.
Concertine is the coil.
Yeah, that's right. That's why it's called concertine wire.
But it's razor. Razor concertine wire.
All right.
Fucking razor wire. Fucking razor wire.
Someone takes Humira.
So they published that? That was supposed to be what you liked about Los Angeles?
I'm a dick. You, no one should ever ask me what I like about anything.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's a big mistake.
Worse now. Think about
I know,
that.
But I knew the reason there should be a monument erected to me when I'm gone is because I saw all of this coming and I've always seen everything
all right,
coming.
So what's coming next? What's the answer?
Oh, you ask me that every time.
So what is it?
I'm done sharing my opinions.
Come on.
I want to talk about Humira. But let me ask what's going on. Drew, why am I seeing all these commercials for all these medications now?
A lot of breakthrough in these kinds of medics, these biologicals.
They didn't have them before.
And they're very expensive. And insurance cover them.
Oh, so is that why I'm seeing a lot of commercials?
Yes.
For like, this is like psoriasis?
You'll see weird new diabetes treatments, new rheumatoid arthritis, new psoriasis, new chronic inflammatory diseases of various types. Irritable inflammatory bowel disease. You see things for Crohn's disease.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not digging the one that has Kathy Griffin's younger sister in the onesie chasing her around with like her intestines spelled out
that's
on the front.
That's not this stuff. Yeah.
I know it isn't, but I'm not down with that one. It's making it makes my bowels hurt.
To me, that's an attempt to further make a relatively minor syndrome highly pathological. You know, irritable bowel syndrome. We're going to make that a life-threatening problem now.
Gary, find that commercial. It's just a chick running around in the beige onesie, which is I'm not uptight, but it's a little revealing.
It's just weird.
It's weird, yeah. But bordering on the sexually macabre. But go ahead, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Evening, guys. First off, compliments to both of you. I love your work ethic. Adam, I think I've had every Corolla drink shipped here to Kentucky that is possible.
Fabulous.
Love it.
And
sir, if you are a dick, you're the dick we all need.
Thank you. Okay.
You're the dick weed. The
necessary
dick we need. The
dick
weed. Well, we need. We need. We
not
all
the,
need.
Not the dick weed. I see.
Yes. But I guess my question is more toward Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
For about my rheumatologist, who I started to go see because I was getting just bizarre all over joint pains and it hurt to walk for a while. That was 3 years ago.
Uh-oh.
For a year. And not real bad, just annoying. And it changed me that I wouldn't go out walking a lot. I wouldn't do a whole lot of things. I'd go to the gym and swim and other things. But was on Enbrel for like a year. Didn't really work. Seemed to do anything. Went on Humira. Been on it for 2 years. It works. My rheumatologist has told me I basically have all the symptoms and things toward rheumatoid arthritis without, if it's possible, to actually say I have rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah, you have what's called seronegative spondyloarthropathy. That's what that's called.
Real doctor.
That's a good word for Scrabble.
Seronegative spondyloarthropathy. So
a lot of little weird.
Yeah.
Little pains, but it is working. But my concern is it something I can... Well, my body, I'm not exactly sure what it does other than I know it suppresses something. But is it something I can build up a resistance to? And should I even bring it? And I don't mind bringing things up to her because she's receptive and tolerates me as a patient.
No, the Humira works. But the problem is it's associated with other problems like lymphomas and things. And so that's the bigger issue. It'll work. If it's working, it usually keeps working.
Okay, so it's not like something my body will one day go, oh, well, we know what this is.
Your rheumatologist uses a lot more of that kind of stuff, but it's not been my experience. My experience, if it's working, it works. But it's, it's a really serious drug, And but good, I'm glad it worked. I would still fight hard for a diagnosis if I were you. I'd really make her think about it because there are – seronegative spondyloarthropathy certainly exists, but it's sometimes an evolution where something else is coming, is coming forward. So keep looking around.
Gary, do you have the commercial where Kathy Griffin's evil younger sister in the onesie chases around the chick?
Yeah, I've got one here. It's the portion you're describing, I think, would be about 30 seconds into this ad. But like I said, there is a series of them, so this may not be the exact
one. It's a series of them.
Yeah. The chicks.
There she is.
Remember our special night? Abdominal pain and diarrhea. Oh, it's my anniversary.
Oh, sorry.
We've got other plans.
Your recurring unpredictable abdominal pain and diarrhea. Maybe irritable bowel
hold
syndrome.
On a second.
Diarrhea.
It's like, I got a picture of this chick like becoming intimate with her husband, and then she starts talking about having diarrhea.
So good. It's so ridiculous. And it's irritable bowel syndrome is all we're talking about.
What is?
Functional bowel disease. Nothing. Talk about making us all pussified.
What is irritable bowel syndrome?
It's sort of like – it's for some people it's quite significant. I mean I don't want to minimize it because now we'll hear from everybody that has real suffering from it because it does get – it can be horrible. But I'm not sure we need to bring it into the common lexicon as a horrible condition needing medication.
Can I say this?
Yeah. It's either constipation or diarrhea or back
don't,
and forth.
I'm not aware of anyone who has any kind of problems in that department that doesn't also emotionally seem to worry too much or have too much on their mind or
for
be a
sure,
little bit paranoid.
For
or,
sure there's an emotional overlay in the sense that it interacts with your emotional system, but it's separate from. Does that make sense?
How is it? Yes.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
How is it possible that no human being I spent time with from 0 to 30 who worked in either blue collar world or who like riding dirt bikes on weekends or did it, or any guy on any job site ever, how is it that no one was allergic to anything and nobody had, look, everyone, here was our irritable bowel syndrome. We went to Tijuana. We ate too many street tacos. We drank too much tequila and the next day had the squirt. That was irritable bowel syndrome. There was no anything other than that.
Yeah.
No discussion.
To be fair.
And by the way, these guys weren't, you know, they weren't upper crust.
Yeah, they weren't specimens.
No. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if these guys, if deep fried food gave them the runs, they would be more than happy to discuss that with you at the lunch table.
Of course.
There's nothing that was off the table.
They don't hold back. Yeah.
They don't hold back. Yeah. So I'm guessing it's not like, well, they're playing it close to the vest.
Yeah.
There was nothing they were allergic to. Nobody suffered from migraines, by the way. No one suffered from any headaches or anything like that.
Yeah.
There was nothing they could eat, and there was nothing with that other than went to Tijuana, got the shits.
But to be fair, it's a self-selecting population. If you if you weren't that hardy, you would probably not survive on those sites.
I guess.
Yeah.
Irritable
bowel is a functional bowel disease. It's either marked by diarrhea or constipation or back and forth between the two. It can be a lot of abdominal pain and bloating. It's unpleasant. Some of these medications they're advocating are like pretty extreme unless you're really suffering from it.
Right. What would you say to someone who was flirting with it?
I would say get some bulk in your diet, get some Metamucil going, maybe a prebiotic and a probiotic, and let's see if we can sort of get this to settle down a little bit. Lots of bulk.
That's the bowel. Yeah. What about the brain?
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of that stuff is – okay. So you and I have talked a little bit. Remember we talked to Stephen Porges, and you and I have talked about how the autonomic nervous system – there's a nervous system throughout our body that regulates our organs, and it's embedded. It's all the information that comes out of it goes into our brain. And there's a relationship between what comes out of our brain and what comes out of our body. And if you have certain kinds of – genetics or childhood experiences, what comes out of the body can be very dysregulated and distressing.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Do you a true car?
Oh, yeah.
And let's
true car. This is what you want to know. True price. That's right. Don't be confused by crazy terms like MSRP or invoice or list price, dealer price, all stuff to confuse you so you don't know the true price. Well, true car now gives you the true price, and they call it true price. You know exactly what you'll pay, including fees and accessories. That's before you ever even get to the dealership. So when you go to True Car, you know you're getting true price is a great price because the True Car shows you what other people paid for the same car. You see that scattergram. And the certified dealers set their true price competitively so they can win your business. So think of all the layers of ease and reassurance you have here. It's a true price. You know what the fees and accessories are. You know it's competitively because the True Car certified dealers are competing. You know what other people's paid for the car. You're informed. You know it's a fair price. And once you lock in that price, you know it's for an actual vehicle on the True Car certified dealer's lot. You know exactly what you're doing. So when you're ready to buy new or used, visit True Car and you'll enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states.
All right. Agora Theater, Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland. The state of Cleveland.
Near the Denver.
The state of near the Denver. I swear to God, I had no idea. There were states
so
to
good.
Me. Yeah, it's great.
So good.
It's awesome.
Thank you, LA Unified.
Thank you, LA Unified. Latin Theater, second show added for our live, taping a live stand-up special. Check that out. That's June 9th. Go to adamcarolla.com. This Saturday, remember, April 21st, Santa Ana Sports Arena, doing a live podcast. We'll all be there, 7 o'clock. Come on out. More theater. September. Drew, what do you got?
Factor.com for Lillian Garcia's podcast. They're also the new Swole Patrol and You Live and lots of good podcasts. Factor.com, the Facebook page, and YouTube.
So, until next time, I'm Carolla, Dr. Drew Saint. Mahalo.
this week on the Koi Pond.
Yeah, Buddhist monks were like out on the edge. They were living so fast.
Dude, they were counting stars. Do you know how boring your life has to be?
1 1,000. 2 1,000. 3 1,000. When you breathe air, is it really there? I don't know. Life like a bull may cause fire in the heart. 5 1,000, 6 1,000, 7 1,000. Shit, let me start over. 1.
Wake up. Oh, remember to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes and Podcast One.